very good morning to you from the sports team. We start off with last night's rugby action. South Africa delivered a commanding performance in their second test against Italy with a victory of 45-0 at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium in Gqeberha. Now, the Boks played with 14 men for most of the match after Jasper Visser was carded red early in the first half. But despite that, they still managed to score 7 tries with Edwin van der Merwe 2 and 1 each by Grant Williams, Kanan Moody, Malcolm Marks, Makazola Mampimpi and Jan Hendrik Wessels. Marnie Leebok succeeded with 5 conversions. The Springboks will now get ready to take on Georgia next weekend. And then in some cricket, England have ensured it's all to play for going into day 4 of the third test against India. Now, they'll resume their second innings on 2 without loss after bowling their opponents out for 387 to level the scores at Lord's. Former England captain Michael Atherton tells Sky Sports News the hosts will need to survive an expected initial onslaught.
Obviously, it was Bumrah the other day knocking over Brooke, Root and Stokes and Wokes, 3 of them in that one spell, 5-over spell in the morning. So he's going to come in hard for 5 overs, 6 overs. That's going to be an hour's worth of cricket.
And then finally, in some tennis to close, Iga Swiatek says it sounds good to hear herself described as the newly crowned Wimbledon champion. She secured a crushing 6-love victory over Amanda Nisimova to wrap up a 6 Grand Slam title in less than an hour. Now, the former world number one believes it feels extra special, given nobody expected her to win the All England club title.
After a season like with a lot of ups and downs and, you know, a lot of expectations from the outside that I didn't really match, winning Wimbledon is something that is just surreal, and I feel like tennis keeps surprising me and I keep surprising myself.
23-year-old Anisimova is determined to learn from her first Grand Slam final against the Pole, even if it didn't go to plan.
If anything, I can look at it as a positive and something that I can look at as motivation.
And then the big one, Carlos Alcaraz, Jannik Sinner, they contest in the men's final this afternoon. Right, that's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.